Welcome to the Love and Logic Show with Dr. Charles Fay, brought to you by America's Parenting Experts.
This show is copyrighted by the Love and Logic Institute, Inc., all rights reserved.
From Studio 2B in beautiful downtown Golden, Colorado, please welcome the Doctor of Love and Logic, Dr. Charles Fay.
Thank you for listening to this show. Hey, have you ever been in the position where you said to yourself, you know, this kid, what he's doing, it feels totally out of control. I'm getting a lot of emails here at the studio, and I'm finding that the theme is over issues that you really can't control. For example, eating. Eating is a big one. You know, some people fantasize about being able to make their kids eat, but we've all tried to do that. And, when I was a kid, I just stuck it in my napkin or fed it to the dog under the table. You know, they're always going to find a way to win that power struggle. Your kids are. And, how about learning? A lot of the emails have to do with homework issues, and we'd love to be able to make kids learn, but that's something they have to decide about. I also gotten emails about boyfriends and girlfriends. Oh, the parents don't like the boyfriend, they don't like the girlfriend, and you know that's been an epic battle ground in many homes since the dawn of history, and we'd like to believe that we can make kids choose good friends, but you know, It's really something that they have to decide. It has to come from the inside out. And we know the story about Romeo and Juliet and how well the parental interference worked out in that situation. So today's show is about when your kids are doing or not doing things and you as a parent really don't have direct, and I'll say that word again, direct control over the issue. And I'm here with my good friend and producer, Tom.
Yes, sir.
You know, you're kind of like Sting or Cher. You just have a one-word name, Tom.
Well, it's always been producer Tom.
Oh, producer Tom. That's right. Yeah. Well, tell folks how they can get on our show. They can email us and how they can actually be scheduled to call, because we do pre-record.
You bet. It is quite simple, folks. You can go to loveandlogic.com and click on the little radio mic, and that'll take you to the page. There's a lot of instructions there you can look through, or just go to your email and email us at radioshow@loveandlogic, and I take a look through those emails and pick some out, some folks that looks like a really good question, and we'll call them up or email them back and have them call in when we're taping our show.
Great. What is that again?
Radio show at loveandlogic.com. And that is the word and. A lot of folks will do little and sign, and that doesn't work out.
No, you love and logic all spelled out. Yep. And producer Tom, we have a caller.
Yes, indeed we do.
Hi, Dr. Fay and Tom. How are you?
Oh, hi, Bill.
Great.
Hey, we are doing great. This is a whole lot more fun than working.
Yeah.
Now you sent in an email, Bill, about your daughter, is that correct?
My son.
Oh, sorry about that. Your son, and he is almost 6 years old.
Yeah, and he's very strong-willed kid.
Oh no! So you're saying that he doesn't want to participate in activities? Tell us a little bit more about that.
Yeah, we found out this problem when he started, when he was 3 years old, and we sent him to that private school, Montessori. And the teacher had this problem with him that he won't listen to her, and so we switched him to another private school. But it looked like the teacher told us that he will eventually warm up, come out, join the group. But when I observe, he's still not doing well. When I ask him to join the birthday party, he will just sit there. And if I ask him to join this kind of after school class, he won't do anything.
Let me make sure I got this right, Bill. You correct me if I'm wrong, but it sounds like he just kind of sits on the outside and doesn't want to participate in activities.
That's right.
Okay, that's right. So let's talk about some things that we can do. First of all, I'd like to share with you, though, what doesn't work. And I bet you've already tried it, because that's what I do. See, if I were the dad in this situation, probably the first thing I'd try is, you know, lecturing him a little bit, you know, and telling him to participate. Have you tried that?
I tried it, but not seriously lecture him. I said, this should be good for you.
Right. So you've been really nice about it, and it still hasn't worked. And, you know, so that's one thing we know isn't going to work in that situation. But here are some ideas. And I'm thinking about a little kid that I worked with for a while who wouldn't participate in anything. And he was so stubborn, you know, and the harder people tried to get him involved and encouraging him, you know, he'd just sit there in the chair, and he would not play soccer. That was a big battle. You know, his parents were trying to get him to play soccer. And so what they ended up doing with the kid is they said to him, you know, we're going to love you whether or not you play soccer or not, right? And
okay.
But here's the deal. We're just going to go, and all we're going to let you do is watch. And they go to the soccer games and the practice, and they had an agreement with the coach where the kid would not be allowed to practice or play, just watch. And they'd say to the kid, okay, we're just going to watch. And he'd say, fine, I don't want to do it. Oh, good, because we're just watching today. And this went on for about a week. And then the kid started kind of acting like, you know, he might want to do one thing. And the parents would say, no, you're not ready. We're just watching, you know. This is called a little bit of reverse psychology.
Okay.
And because, see, when you tell a kid like this what to do, what are they going to do? The opposite, right? If they know you want something, a strong-willed kid is going to do the opposite. So what you have to pretend is that you don't want it that bad. But, just sit and watch. This went on for about a week. Okay, and then the coach came over, and after a week, and they had this whole agreement. They said, you know, would you hold this ball, you know? And the kid held the ball and just sat there for another week holding the ball. And then it went for about another week, and then the coach said, hey, would you kick that ball over here? We need to use that one instead of the one we have. And the parent said, well, okay, I guess you can kick the ball, but just once. But, you know, the lesson in this is, Bill, is number one, with a really strong-willed kid, we're going to back off. Can you do that?
Yeah.
Yeah. And then we're going to have them next to the activity, but we're not going to force them to be involved in it. They're just watching. And this may take quite a while, right? Now, if all they do is watch, that's still okay. And in fact, during this period of time, if they want to participate, you might even say, no, I don't want you to participate. And Bill, what that usually makes them do is want to participate more, since they're such strong-willed kids.
Okay.
Then the second thing is you gradually have them do just a little bit more, right? So maybe he just holds the pencil. That's it, right? And, you know, you might even say this to the little kid. You say, you know, I know you're in this drawing class, but all I want you to do is draw one line while you're there. Not two, just one. And what's that going to do to him?
He won't draw more, huh?
Most of the time, you know. These kind of kids are kind of fun in a strange way because they're so predictable, Bill. You know, it's kind of like if you say to him, don't have a fit, what's he going to do? He's going to have a fit, isn't he?
Uh-huh.
Right? But if you can say to him, you know, son, you haven't had a fit in a long time. And today, when we're out in the store, I would just love it if you started whining real loud. You know, I want this. I haven't had anything new for so long. You know, that kind of stuff. It would just be great if you would do that, you know, just for me. Will you do that and make sure you stomp your feet a couple times? You know, and then if they actually do it, you're not so upset because they're doing something you ask them to do.
Okay.
Right. But, you know, what I encourage you to do, Bill, is have a little more fun with him and encourage the teachers to have a little more fun with him. And don't get into this battle where you're trying to make him do something. And my guess is that over a period of time, when the pressure's off and he sees everybody else having fun, he's going to want to start participating. So do you think you can do that?
Yeah, I think it will. I can do it. So I need to talk to his teacher and to get some under-table agreement, huh?
Yeah, absolutely. Get a little under-the-table agreement. So both of you are kind of like, well, you know, some kids just decide to do first grade six times. Hey, good luck with that, Bill. Thanks for being on the show.
Thank you.
Yeah, we'll be right back with more situations that try parents' patience. Thanks for listening.
If you want solutions, pick up the phone and dial 888-303-2207.
Don't touch that dial. The doctor will be right back.